Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Quick little announcement that I will be praying for you the first Sunday of November. And in order to be prayed for, you have to go to marydemuth.com/pray and record your prayer request, or you can record it on your phone and send it to mary@marydemuth.com. Thanks ahead of time for doing that, and I'm super looking forward to being able to pray live for you and your requests. What a privilege it will be. That will be a longer episode, and I pray it will be like a really great addition to your first Sunday every month. All right, so we're in Genesis chapter 16 in the message, and this is what it says. Sarai, Abram's wife, hadn't yet produced a child. She had an Egyptian maid named Hagar. Sarai said to Abram, "God has not seen fit to let me have a child. Sleep with my maid. Maybe I can get a family from her." Abram agreed to do what Sarai said. So Sarai, Abram's wife, took her Egyptian maid Hagar and gave her to husband Abram as a wife. Abram had been living 10 years in Canaan when this took place. He slept with Hagar and she got pregnant. When Hagar learned she was pregnant, she looked down on her mistress. Sarai told Abram, "It's all your fault that I'm suffering this abuse. I put my maid in bed with you, and the minute she knows she's pregnant, she treats me like I'm nothing. May God decide which of us is right." "You decide," said Abram. "Your maid is your business." Sarai was abusive to Hagar, and Hagar ran away. An angel of God found her beside a spring in the desert. It was the spring on the road to Shur. He said, "Hagar, maid of Sarai, what are you doing here?" She said, "I'm running away from Sarai, my mistress." The angel of God said, "Go back to your mistress. Put up with her abuse." He continued, "I'm going to give you a big family, children past counting. From this pregnancy, you'll get a son. Name him Ishmael. For God heard you. God answered you. He'll be a bucking bronco of a man, a real fighter, fighting and being fought, always stirring up trouble, always at odds with his family." She answered God by name, praying to the God who spoke to her, "You're the God who sees me." "Yes, he saw me, and then I saw him." That's how that desert spring got named God Alive Sees Me Spring. That spring is still there between Kadesh and Bered. Hagar gave Abram a son. Abram named him Ishmael. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar gave him his son, Ishmael. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, this is one of my most favorite stories. Not the fact that Sarai gave her maid to Abram as a wife, because that was not right, but this part of Hagar being somebody who just is bereft and without hope. And I just love the juxtaposition here that Ishmael means God hears. So God heard her plaintive cries in the wilderness. And then she returns the favor by naming you God, El Roy, the God who sees. So we have Ishmael, God hears, and El Roy, the God who sees. And so Lord, I pray that for the person listening today, you are the God who sees them. I wish I could just say their names out loud. You see Sarah, you see Jake, you see Ralph, you see Tammy, you see all of these people, and you hear them too. You hear Rebecca, you hear Angela, you hear John, you hear all these people. You are there for them. You see them and you hear them. And Lord, I pray that those who feel desperate today would know that you are El Roy, the God who sees them. You see their predicament. You see what's going on. You are taking notice. You are not far away. You are near. And Lord, I'm so grateful for the Psalms that talk about your nearness and that the nearness of God is our good. And so, Lord, we just want to be near to you. We want to spend time with you. We want to be in that place of worship of you. Lord, I pray for those who are battling sickness today, and I pray, Father, that you would help them to endure the sickness, but I also pray that you would relieve that sickness either through doctors or through supernatural means. I just entrust my friends to you who are battling their sickness. Lord, would you also just bring peace in the midst of that? And I pray that for those who are those who are lonely and battling the sickness of loneliness, which is its own terrible battle, I pray, Father, that you would have a phone call today, that someone would be called in the middle of their loneliness, or an encouraging email or a physical piece of mail that helps them to know that they're not alone, or maybe a knock at the door. Lord, I pray for the lonely today. Lord, you said you set the lonely in families, but some of my listeners out there are in families that are making them more lonely, or they are estranged from their family, which causes great loneliness. And so, Lord Jesus, I pray that you would be their family. You would stir up the body of Christ to be their family as well. And Lord, just eradicate this plague of loneliness that we're experiencing. I also pray for an eradication of COVID, and I pray that that disease would be eradicated from this earth. It would no longer be here. Lord, you can do that. You are strong. You're capable. I pray for the miracle of that. I praise you and thank you for another day of life. And I pray in Jesus' beautiful name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a blessing to me, and I'm just so grateful. So if you're a brand new listener to Pray Every Day, here's the little tip of what happens every time. It's just what you heard today. I read scripture. We're going through the book of Genesis right now. And then I pray for you according to that scripture. And if you know someone out there who feels like no one in the whole wide world is ever praying for them, please send them this podcast. Let them know. You can do that through prayeveryday.show. It's also on Alexa, Spotify, iTunes, all those places, Google Play. You can pass it on to them and they can know that every day they're being prayed for. So thanks for doing that in advance. And I hope your day is full of anticipation of the goodness of God.